Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
My mother said, son, oh son, what you count on is a low down dirty sin. You done gone away and left me, but you're coming back home again. On my shoes and clothes, sleep in the park each and every night. I laid around and caught TB, and I'm drawn up just like a piece of tripe. I had to pawn my shoes and clothes, sleep in the park each and every night. Well, I laid around and caught TB, I'm drawn up like a piece of track. Come on, Fabrizio, you hit me, man. See me, don't you cry. was a hard-headed child. Now your son coming home to die. Well, mother, dear mother, remember that I'm your only son. Mother, dear mother, remember that I'm your only son. Mama, please forgive me for all the things that I have done. Mama, let's take it home, Fabrizio.
Davis, starting things off here tonight on Out of the Woods, one from his brand new CD, Juba Dance, and Prodigal Son. Welcome to Out of the Woods, 3 hours of mostly acoustic music coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. We have live music in the studio. Why do we have live music in the studio? Because there's a concert tonight over at the Sunapee Community Coffee House. Eugene Durkee is going to be over there with Claudia Altimus playing as a duo. And they are here in the studio, and they're going to play some songs for you and tell you about what they have going on. So, welcome.
Good to be here. Good to be here. Is your name Chip?
Yes,
Chip.
It is.
Okay, not John.
Oh, it's either.
Either. Okay, I'll call you Chip.
It's very confusing.
Chip is good.
Very, very confusing. All right, make sure I have your microphones turned up a little bit here. Hello, Claudia.
Hi, how are you?
There, she sounds good. And I have to get Eugene closer when he talks.
Hello, how are you? Can you got me there?
Here,
I'll move
in
a little closer. There, how's that?
That's good. Sound checks on the fly.
Sound checks on the fly. We're good.
All right.
I think so. Hello?
Yeah, sounds great. So you have a show tonight, 7 p.m. start over at the... Where do they hold the shows? It's a church over there.
It's a church. It's in the basement. If you go down Route 11, it's actually on the corner of Route 11 and, I guess, Main Street, Sunapee. There's nothing there, I don't think, as I remember, but a blinking yellow light and a pizza place right near close to it, I think. And then there's
right
a big white church, classic New England church, and the concert's in the basement of that.
Well, you certainly don't have to fight traffic.
No, you do not.
There you go. So, no reason not to go over there tonight. Eugene Durkee and Claudia Altimus together over there tonight. So, check it out. You want to play one for us?
Yeah, I'm going to play a traditional tune called It Takes a Worried Man to Sing a Worried Song. This is for my dad, who certainly was a worried man. But I remember him singing around the house, so this is my arrangement.
All right. Thank you. All right, Eugene Durkee here on Out of the Woods.
Excellent.
Yes, yes, great old song there. I love that one. And that's on your little EP that you sent to us. It's called Amber.
That's right, Amber. My son talked me into doing it. I was going to go on a tour, which I do every once in a while, at Patty Keenan, who's this fantastic Illan or Irish piper. I mean, he's just probably I can't say enough about the guy. He's just a brilliant musician and you know, the best in the world, you know, people would say. But he drags me along on tour every once in a while. He's got this stable of guitarists. But we went out to the West, and my son Coleman goes, Dad, you gotta have merch, because both my sons, Coleman and Gabriel, are in touring bands. In fact, my son Gabriel is in Calgary right now with this band that plays music that, to me, makes you want to drive your car into a tree, you know. But he's, yeah, you know, he's going to come back with a little bit of money, I think. But anyway, my son Coleman, the other guy who tours with a punk band, said, you got to have merch, you know, you got to make a CD. And I thought, well, it's a good idea. I'll make this. And it was a lot of fun to make it. It really was a lot of fun.
So this is the first one you've done?
The first one I've done, yeah. I've recorded so much music. Well, in the 80s, a lot of, like, pop and then actually I recorded one with Reganta, which is an Irish band that I'm in with Claudia and Regina. We're not playing out now. Regina's got the New England Irish Harp Orchestra, but we made this CD called Cup of Tea, which is really a lot of fun to listen to. That's traditional Irish music. But this is the first one of my own that I've actually ever produced, you know, completed, done, and given a name, you know.
Which gave him a chance to really put on some of his original stuff. And that's what that particular CD has on it. And I actually got one, and I play it all the time. I really love it. It's just nice.
I have to be honest. I've listened to it like two or three times already since you sent it. And
thank you.
It's
great.
It's good. It's, you know, nice, and just a few songs on it, you know. Mm-hmm. It's easy to listen to a short CD over and over again in the car.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I figured, you know, just make it short and sweet and people like it. I want to do another one, though. I think I'd like to do I record with another friend of mine, Brian Middleton, who's a great songwriter. He wrote a song on the CD actually called Birthright.
And he's on harmonies on that track too, right?
He's on harmonies on that track. Yeah, brilliant singer. He sings with Musica Sacra in Boston, which is this really wonderful group there. And he plays, excellent guitar player, bass player. But I want to do another CD and probably get it out by March, April or something. And this will have a lot less American traditional, a lot more original music, folk music.
Excellent. Well, you want to play another one for us?
I will. Maybe, do you want to do it too? You want to do a couple tunes, and then maybe I'll do a singing one later? We're going to do a little Irish.
Okay.
Is that good?
Sure,
I'm going to jump up quick and get that other guitar.
All right. You're listening to Out of the Woods, coming at you from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. Got Eugene Durkee in the studio, and we are finally going to get to hear Claudia join in here on the
So what
whistle.
Are you going to do? You want to do the polkas? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Do
these are
polkas
that we sort of... Well, you can't steal a traditional tune now, can you?
No.
But this arrangement that Gene's about to play, which I absolutely love, is from Patty Keenan did it, and I don't know who's playing guitar on that.
No, I don't... Terry. Isn't it? Not Terry. Oh, gee.
But we like
it. Well, it's one of Patty Keenan's
albums. Yeah, so we threw it with a few more polkas.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I like that.
So that's some Irish traditional stuff.
And you don't know the title of that one, or is that...
The last polka is Babes in the Woods.
Okay.
The first one is called...
Singles. Patty calls it Singles.
Calls it Singles. And I have no idea what
the middle one is, yeah.
Those songs are like that, too. They'll all be three at a time with titles that go on for a couple miles or so.
Yeah. You know, and there's people in the... Claudia and I mentioned played in the band Ray Gonta, which is currently on break. We play Irish traditional music. We play at the session at the Barley House in Concord, which is every Tuesday night. And there's people there that know, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tunes, but they don't know the names of them. But if you start playing them, they'll play along, you know. So you can, sometimes the reverse happens. You know the name and you can't remember what it sounds like until people play it. But
and the best part is when somebody starts a tune, they know the name. They forget it halfway through, and somebody else picks it up and remembers the rest of it, and then all of a sudden you're going, it's it.
Well, that sounded good. We have the old hollow wooden floors in here, so it sounded like you had the Bowran going, too, with the foot.
So we should be careful about that air foot, but it's good rhythm. Yeah,
it sounded great on a song like that. But, yeah.
Well, I'm interested in all kinds of music. Like what I listen to a lot is I listen to a lot of the Irish stuff, and I listen to a lot of indie rock. Like I'm really a big fan of Yola Tango. I don't know, they're more like an '80s indie rock band,
right.
But I saw them at the Capitol Center for the Arts. Their best show. I like weird bands like the Strokes. I mean, kind of like the more indie rock stuff, and in the 80s played a lot of pop music, which is all on these CDs. This friend of mine, Mark Loria in New Jersey, is this kind of brilliant Einsteinian character that runs a sprinkler business for a living, but he knows all about ancient Egypt, and he's got a telescope in his room. He's got this bank of recording equipment, but he and I recorded all this stuff and played out with bands in the 80s. It was quite pop. I meant to bring a CD so you could flip one on, maybe if I'm in your next show I'll do that. But then somebody gave me a tape of the Bothy Band, which is this Irish traditional band, also back in the 80s, and I kind of fell in love with that. And then, like a lot of musicians, I think I had small kids. I got married, had small kids, and when you have little kids, your energy's sort of drained. And plus, if they're sleeping, you don't want to play because it'll wake them up, and it's the last thing you want. And if they're up, they'll follow you, and they'll bat on the strings, and so I think you kind of lose your identity for a while. But then about 10 years ago, 14 years ago, actually, 14 about 14 years ago. Years ago, this session started up at the Barley House. And this guy kind of dragged me along. Dave Levine introduced me to the music there, and I started doing a lot of that. I'm just giving my history because maybe I think it's interesting. I don't know. But
and then
this, the CD, though, that I've got, the Amber CD, is kind of like a lot of traditional stuff and then an Irish tune on there. But I basically want to write more of, not folk music, not pop folk. I don't know what it would be. Claudia heard a couple. I'll play a song later. Why am I saying all this? Because I have an eclectic background, Irish and 80s pop and indie music, and I like it all, you know.
Me too. I'm just like you.
Really?
In that regard, yeah.
Yeah, you know any good indie bands? Can you name what you like to listen to?
Gogol Bordello.
Really?
Love them.
Yeah.
They're sort of like a world gypsy punk band.
Oh, there
you go. Now that sounds
good. They're excellent.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. Yeah.
Well, we have Eugene Durkee here live in the studio with us this afternoon, along with Claudia Altimus. They're playing tonight over at the Sunapee Community Coffee House. You want to head over there. The show starts at 7 o'clock, so you have time to get over there, have some dinner first, whatever. But definitely don't miss out on that. Eugene's playing some songs for us. You guys got another one you want to do?
I'd like to do that one. I'm going to play the one you like. It's called Lovejoy Hill. This is a song I wrote out of irritation and malice, actually. but I wrote the chorus back in the, late 80s, and finally got irritated enough to finish the song, I guess.
All right.
Thank you. like it was bothering you. I love Joy Hill, there's not much to like. Chicken wire, asphalt's rusted bikes, okay. Da 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 da. 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 I'm sorry that I am what I did. It was hard to stuff it back once I opened the lid. Tin cans, shattered glass, okay. When the fog lifts, you can see the bay. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Carnival glory, take me out of here. I got a good fix yesterday, but the glass wasn't clear. Didn't know you were coming. Okay. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. I'm sorry that I'll do what I am. I'll try to put it off if I can.
Excellent. Eugene Durkee here live in the studio, and one of his originals there.
There's my phone going.
The perils of the fans are calling. I like that one. That was sort of that playful.
Fans are calling.
That's sort of a playful sort of jug band sound to it.
Yeah.
I think what I like about Gene's new music is that none of his songs sound, you know, they each have sort of a different genre to it, a different rhythm to it, a different way of putting it together. And there's so many songwriters that, after a while, you're thinking, didn't I hear that? I did hear that already, right? But his are not like that at all.
Right, musical chameleon.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. I mentioned once again, if you're just tuning in, Eugene Durkee is playing over at the Sunapee Community Coffee House tonight at 7 p.m. If you want to check out some live music tonight, it'd be worth your while to get over there.
I'm looking forward to it.
So what else do you have going on? Do you have other dates coming up at all?
Actually, I'm playing a lot with the New England Irish Harp Orchestra, which I mentioned. Regina Delaney, who lives over in the Seacoast area, runs this group called the New England Irish Harp Orchestra, and I'll put a plug in for them. She's taken this amazing group of people, and she's an amazing leader, and she's got everybody playing harps from like 8 to 80. I mean, literally, they have like a 80-plus guy who was just learning, and they had a kid who was eight, nine years old and won a competition, like third place in Ireland, as a result of Regina's teaching. So we're doing a lot of Christmas concerts. So Claudia and I both, so the band Ray Gonta, which means easygoing in Irish, will be playing with the harp orchestra. I've got another gig. I actually work at New England College, which is Colby Sawyer's sister/competitor down the road, and they opened a site in Concord, which is a really great place, and they're going to have some art stuff there, so I'll play there. And I just started doing the solo stuff recently. I mean, like I had, you know, I said I had this long break, and I play a lot of Irish traditional, but I had this long break to kind of parent and raise kids and do that, and I'm just getting out as a solo performer in 2013, almost 2014, and haven't really done that for 30 years, which went by in a blink. I used to drag my guitar all over New York City and play with the band, you know, tons of bands down there in New Jersey, which is where I'm from. But I'm just starting to do the solo thing again. I want to get more gigs. I mean, I just like it. I like sharing music with people. I like testing it. I like the activity of performing. Excellent. So I want to get out more, you know.
Good deal. Yeah. Eugene Durkee's here. You want to play another one for us?
I'll play another one. Let me grab a capo. Can I do that real quick?
Sure thing. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire.
This song here I wrote, I remember exactly when I wrote. I could almost remember the night. I had a crush on this girl named Annie, which was short-lived. She was in college.
All the most memorable ones are short-lived, isn't it?
How, really? How maybe it's true, maybe. Full of shooting star. Jiminy Gretchen, how you struck me. When will I see you again? Give me the what, for, and when, friend. Spring me any trick, the quick step, skipping your skirts across the floor, dancing me right at the door. You are quick as a flame, you are subtle and slight, flush in the morning and flash in the night. Teach me the motion and teach me it right. Leap and leave me far behind. Imagine the question in my mind. Cold as the tit of a witch, cracking the ice in the drain ditch. All alone, nowhere to go to back up my own dusty stairs. My books and my records are there, so I must retire on the ebb and the flow. After the ball, it's the old come and go. So gamble and prance on the wave of the dance, bow to the throb and the throw. Trip on the light, fantastic toe.
Very nice.
I kind of started, I yelled into that mic a little bit.
Sorry. Oh, that's okay. We jumped on it.
I should have given you a heads up.
We jumped on it. It's all good now.
The professionals are handling.
They got it.
Professional. That would mean I get paid, right?
Oh, wait.
What was the title of that one?
That's called After the Ball.
After the Ball.
Actually, I think there's a famous song called After the Ball, but I knew there was, but I ripped off the title because I figured the old one was from the 20s and nobody would care, you know.
Well, now when somebody's on Amazon looking to buy the more famous version, they'll find yours and they might buy it.
Somebody got a CD of mine off of, or Amazon bought it or something. I saw a little blink on my CD Baby. Actually, if you go to CD Baby, and if you're listening out there, if you go to CD Baby and you look for Eugene Durkee, it's D-U-R-K-E-E, the third, you'll find the CD, and it's cheap. It's I think 8 bucks, but it is on CD Baby if you look for Eugene Durkee III, and it's some good music. You know, it's real fresh, recorded in a hurry. I think it's good. It was fun. It was recorded in a hurry. You know, if I had to do it over again, I'd make a little slicker production, but it's good stuff.
Well, it's worth it just for the CD package, which you were telling me about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my son did that. He's, he's the guy that said, Dad, if you go on tour, you got to have merch, you know. So I came up with this idea for this person running around with a bag on his head. And I wanted to make it kind of funny and creepy at the same time. And he had an artist. I tried to draw it, but I'm a terrible drawer. I can't draw. So he had an artist friend of his do it. And she did this mock-up of this kind of creepy, funny, bag-headed creature. And Amber is there's a story to that, which is too long. I won't go into it. But then Coleman, my son, produced these things, but they're just in a brown kind of eco-friendly package, and he hand-rolled this kind of amber, orange-looking paint on there and stamped this figure. He had his artist do this baghead figure, and he stamped the figure. So I like it, I think. and if I ever become famous, these will be collector's items because no two are alike. They're all slightly different colors, slightly different shades. There's even one that's a mistake, which if I'm ever famous, will probably sell for millions of dollars. You know?
There you go.
And if you're not, they compost really well.
That's right. If not, they compost well. That's right.
Well, it's definitely a very young, hip-looking jacket. You're going to get all kinds of people at your shows with tattoos and all the hipsters
are going to
show
up. That's what I wish.
There you go. You got to get that crowd in there. But yeah, this arrived just in time for Halloween, and it's almost perfect.
Yeah, it is very Halloween.
Now, unfortunately, I found, because I Googled myself a couple of times to see if you could do that, that there is another band that I think call themselves the Bagheads, or it's Baghead Music. I call my site Baghead Music, you know. But I'm going to outlive them, I'm sure, so I'm just going to hang out until they disappear.
There you go.
None of us are making any money anyway, so it doesn't matter.
And, you know, from what you told me about your past, you may be playing with them next week anyway as part of their band, so.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, Eugene Durkee's here live in the studio, playing tonight over at the Sunapee Community Coffee House, 7 p.m. Get over there if you can. How long do you want to go with this before you got to get on the road?
Just a couple more minutes. Maybe Claudia and I will do another.
Doing the house?
You want to do Big Brick House? Let's
I
do
love
Big Brick House. Okay,
it's
Congerton. I'm developing this theory where I've written a lot of songs recently, actually, which makes me want to go out and play. One of them is kind of Claudia calls it, it's about a dystopia. It's not. It's about my hometown in New Jersey.
Which might have been a dystopia.
But you know, I have this theory that when you're young, you write these songs out of romance and, you know, passion and wanting things that you can't have, mainly, you know, romantic interest. And then you get older like me, you just write things out of irritation. I have this friend who describes this kind of grouchy old man irritation he has, where people don't know when to like get the new clump of bananas, you know, because it has to be done. So when the old ones are just turning that perfect pitch of ripeness, then you get the new bunch of bananas, so that the old ones will be eaten, and by the time they're eaten, the new bananas will have ripened. But you don't want to jump the gun and buy them too soon, because then they'll be too ripe. And you know, and how that makes them really grouchy, you know, when things don't go according to procedure. So, I have this idea that now I write songs out of irritation. but it's probably not really true.
And what this has
really
to do
true.
With bananas?
I was trying to describe like a grouchy old man thing. You'd get irritated if people don't get the bananas at the right time. Yeah, all right. Never mind. That
he never
has strike
bananas
that from
at his
the
house.
On-air
I've never there. Seen a banana in his house.
Sorry, Claudia. You can start now.
Think I'd drown. I seen slimy rocks and crayfish, twisted vines on every tree. A lot of sticks and stubble is what it appeared to be. I live in a big brick house. It's solid as a rock.
When the solstice comes, I don't have to think my clock. I live in a big brick house, it's solid as a rock. Spring up, fall down, go round and round, I don't have to change my clock.
Going down the road, the wheels went bam, bam, round. Thought I would move, but I was only jumping up and down. I've traveled wide and conquered, and I've traveled wide in Spain. I've traveled around the whole wide world.
Now I'm back again.
I live in a big brick house, it's solid as a rock. When the solstice comes, I don't have to change my clock. I live in a big brick house, it's solid as a rock. Spring up, fall back, go round and round, I don't have to change my clock. Best. I've traveled all around with you, but now I need a rest. I am not big on journeys, I'm not big on vagrancy. Big brick house in my hometown, it's just the place for me. I live in a big brick house, it's solid as a rock. When the solstice comes, I don't have to change my clock. I live in a big brick house, it's solid as a rock. Bring up, fall back, go round and round, I'll have to change my clock.
Is that how we end it?
Yep. Or close enough.
I'm, I find myself stuttering a bit. I think it's I haven't been on the radio in a while, and I find it unnerving to talk to an invisible audience. But I could get used to it, I think.
That I just love that song. I don't know why, because it reminds us sort of our kind of strange little Concord neighborhood and our, you know, both of us live in Concord.
Me too.
Yeah, you live in Concord too, right? Oh, so yeah. You know the strange little
bits. You should come down to the bar
Concord,
on Tuesday night. I'll buy you a beer. Okay, am I allowed to say that?
I may have to do that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, do that.
I have much more time now. I just sent my kid off to college for the first time.
So. Oh, bless you. Very good.
We're 100% empty nests, so we're looking for things to do.
Is this your first sending off?
First and only.
First and only. Wow, I bet that's
good
a
job.
Big change, man. I cried like a baby when my kid went off for the first time. Oh.
Yeah, my wife did. I dealt with it in different ways, I'm sure, but...
Yeah. Probably doing your radio show and listening to us. I hope it helps.
Well, this is definitely one of those things I do for escape, so... Yeah, it's a big help. Music's great for a lot of things, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Good for a lot of things.
Indeed. Well, Eugene Durkee and Claudia Altemus are playing down at the Sunapee Community Coffee House at 7 p.m. So you want to head down there. You guys want to pack it in now? You want to do another one to go out with?
Actually, I think we better pack it in because we're going to grab a bite to eat.
There you go.
And then head over there and we'll get there early. I think, who's the guy there? Tom? Is it Tom Daniels, I think, is there. He wants us a little early just to scope
sound
the place
check out.
Out
and stuff. Yeah. There you go.
Exactly.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful radio station.
I hope you get a good turnout over there tonight.
You never know, but we hope so too.
And I hope it doesn't snow anymore.
Yeah.
It's not snowing. We're in denial. It's not
snowing. We're in denial, definitely. All right. Well, we'll be right back after this.